Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. South Dakota has a unique drug law on the books. If you're pulled over and have illegal substances in your bloodstream, you can be convicted of drug possession. It doesn't matter where you took the drugs, and you don't have to physically possess the drugs. It's called possession through ingestion. And in the last 3 years, South Dakota convicted nearly 3,000 people for violations. South Dakota is the only state where ingestion is a felony offense, which can mean prison time. But as SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports, some people say that should change.
Democratic State Senator Craig Kennedy says the law that makes having illegal drugs in your system a felony offense is putting a lot of people behind bars. And Kennedy says it's happening at a time when state prisons are at or reaching critical mass. So he asked himself a question.
You know, is this the best way to deal with this problem? Because frankly, it's a costly way to deal with this problem.
In 2018, Kennedy proposed a bill that reduces the charge of drug ingestion from a felony to a misdemeanor. That move could save the state $51 million over a 10-year period in prison costs and $10 million in jail costs over the same period. The state averages just under 470 prison convictions per year and about 160 jail convictions for Schedule 1 or 2 controlled substances, typically methamphetamine. And the state spends about $11,000 a year per inmate. In 2018, Kennedy's bill failed. He tried passing similar legislation earlier this year, and now state lawmakers are studying the drug law again. Greg Satizan is the state court administrator. He says before changes to the drug laws from reforms passed back in 2013, most prosecutors would charge possession and ingestion.
The ingestion statute existed, it just was very rarely used. And so in 2014, with the legislative change that made it clear, ingestion of a chemical absorbed in the body that's going to be charged has to be charged under the ingestion statute, we certainly saw a dramatic increase in those ingestion convictions.
I believe that the South Dakota legislature has given prosecutors across the state the tools to really protect the public when individuals are possessing methamphetamine or they're ingesting it.
That's former Attorney General Marty Jackley. Now he's state's attorney for Jones County. He says it's common sense that if an individual has meth in their system, they possess it.
Those laws here in South Dakota are really geared to give prosecutors a couple of tools or choices in ultimately charging those cases where an individual may have the actual substance on or near their person, or those that have already ingested the substance and maybe you're driving down our interstate or doing other things that are dangerous to the public and children.
The number of convictions for ingestion of a controlled substance spiked after the drug laws changed in 2013. Jackley says felony ingestion charges are primarily geared towards methamphetamine. South Dakota does have a misdemeanor ingestion charge, and Jackley says that one is commonly used by prosecutors in marijuana cases. Jackley says ingestion and possession are one and the same.
Actually, an ingestion case from a prosecutor's standpoint is easier to prove because they've obviously had the substance and they took it. Whereas sometimes you may get a methamphetamine arrest where there's two or three individuals in the car and it's hard to determine, well, who knew about it, who actually had it. Where on an ingestion case, we know who actually had it and who used it because it's in their urine or in their system.
Jackley says he wants legislators to keep the state ingestion laws on the books.
And these are the tools that help us do just that in protecting the public.
Jackley says ingestion gives prosecutors more leeway than just a possession statute. In the last 15 months, more than 870 individuals were charged for ingestion of a controlled substance. More than 90 of those were cases that involved other serious charges. However, the defendant ultimately pled guilty to ingestion, and the other charges were dropped. That's about 10% of ingestion cases. Libby Screen is the policy director for the ACLU of South Dakota. She says policymakers talk about keeping the ingestion charge as a bargaining chip to get after more serious drug crimes.
And if this data shows us that only, 10 to 11% of cases in which ingestion was used as that bargaining chip, at least that we have a record of. I don't think that that alleged tool justifies both the human or the financial cost of keeping this law on the books.
Screen says the $51 million spent keeping people behind bars for ingesting drugs is better invested elsewhere,
which is treatment for substance abuse and treatment that can actually help folks kick their addictions before they end up in a setting where they're incarcerated.
Legislators continue to study the subject and will meet again later this month. Senator Kennedy says he hopes to bring a recommendation to his colleagues about how to create a drug law that is more effective and efficient. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Rapid City.